Craig, a little bit of a foregone conclusion this morning, but you still had to work a little bit there.
No, it was, yeah, you can't take anything for granted. We, you know, two dangerous players were in. It's not over till it's over, so we were pretty focused this morning and trying to get the job done ASAP.
How pleased were you with the team's performance over the duration of this game?
Yeah, no, it was a great effort. You know, those, you know, low scoring pitches and, you know, every run and every stop saved in the field, it all adds up to, you know, the end result, and they were pretty good this game.
Where were the key moments that Hampshire won, do you think?
I think, you know, getting to where we did in the first innings, because that was a tricky morning. We knew it was going to be tough, but so to get, you know, 190, I thought was a good effort. And then obviously to bowl them out and take a 71 run lead into our second innings was crucial. And then I think the partnership between, you know, Allsop and Dawson in the second innings was fantastic. And then, you know, Abbott's spell last night just sort of cracked it open. So a lot of key performances, but, you know, and generally a great team effort. Everyone chipped in.
Mm. I mean, that last innings where Worcestershire needed 248 with Steyn and Abbott and on that wicket and that sort of thing, and Ian Holland as well, Fidel, did you always feel you had enough?
Yeah, we were saying, you know, when it was sort of ebbing and flowing, when we're losing wickets in our second innings, we thought, you know, if we can scrape a 200, we've got a great chance. And then that partnership from, as I said, Dawes and Tommy really sort of just took it out of their reach, I thought.
And after last week, what a difference in the side.
Yep, it's it baffles me sometimes. You know, you play a brilliant game like we did against Notts, and then you perform like we did against Essex, and then we perform like we can today. It's just, yeah, so up and down. But you know, when we're on form, we know we can match anyone.
I mean, I don't want to pick out individuals, but I mean, Ollie Soames, his first game, 22 years old. You mentioned him in that first session there. Looked calm and composed. You must have been really pleased with him.
Absolutely. He looks the part. He, you know, looks like a good old-fashioned opener. So, you know, it's tough opening the batting now in county cricket, particularly when you know, most of your games are in April and September. So he did. He shapes up well, and his temperament's very good. So I think hopefully we'll see a lot more of Ollie.
Dale Steyn coming back into the side gives you a lot more stability as well. I mean, how is it with him and his workload for the rest of the season? Do you envisage him maybe missing one or two yet?
Yeah, I'd say probably we'll just monitor him. We'll just play him game by game and see how he pulls up. He's got a bit of a stiff neck at the moment, so yeah, we'll monitor him game by game, I'd say.
With Lancashire tying yesterday, fortunately not winning, but how important was it and where you guys are on the table now and get ahead of them?
Oh, look, it's it was always going to be, you know, a battle towards the end of the season. It's so close. Everyone's in the mix. Well, six teams, I guess. If the points go for or against you, it's a real bun fight. So every point's crucial. And it'll be the same as last year. Teams will need, you know, one or two points will be the difference. And so we're just looking at get as many points as we can. And a victory is priceless at this time of year.
Do you think you might still need another one yet?
Yeah, no, we'll be going for another one. I want to avoid what happened last year, going into the last game needing a certain amount of points or a draw. You know, that's no good for anyone's health. So, we'll try and nip another victory before the end of the season.
Talking of health, James Vince not out there this morning?
No, he's not very well at the moment. He's got a virus that's taken some shaking off. So, you know, he was poorly last night. He just needs to rest up and try and get on top of this virus, and hopefully he'll be okay for Monday.